Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 13th, 2021. How to get out of our pits. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Psalm 41:3. Are you in a pit, in a place where you are frequently or constantly in a negative frame of mind? 2020 has been one of the most difficult years I've experienced in a long time, and I know I am not alone. When I'm in a pit, I want to be rescued immediately and with one swell swoop of the Lord's hand. Don't you? And sometimes God does rescue us that way. But sometimes you and I have to patiently wait and do our part to get out of our pits. Before I go any further, I need to clarify my usage of the term pit. I am using it here broadly to include everything from severe depression to a period of sadness, discontentment, or discouragement in which you cannot seem to escape. So how do we get out of our pits, assuming you want to? By grabbing unto Jesus our rope and holding on tight with all our might as He pulls us out. Jesus is our rope of hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3. What does that really look like in everyday life? How do you and I actually grab onto the rope of hope? First, understand that Jesus is the Word, the Logos, which basically means the whole of Scripture, its message in its entirety. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." But there's another often used Greek word, rhema, which means a specific utterance, a specific truth. And these words are alive. Jesus, the Logos, utters rhemas down to us. He speaks specific, pertinent truths which we need to hear, take hold of, that is, believe, and apply to where we are, so He can pull us out. Jesus, the living Word, our living hope, is speaking living truths that will set us free. As He pulls me out of the deep mire, I hear Him speak kind words of comfort and love. "I am the God of all comfort. I have loved you with an everlasting love." Encouraging, life-giving words. "You can hold on. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you." Logical words. "My truth is what will set you free. Your way doesn't work. Try it my way." Strong words. "Come on, keep fighting. Keep your eyes on me, the author and perfecter of your faith. You will receive what I have promised if you don't give up." Sobering words. "There's too much at stake for you to give up. Don't waste all that you have done. Don't waste this pain." Pleading words. "Do it for me, out of your love for me." And whatever else I need in that moment, words. How can you hear these words for yourself? Simply by taking the time and making the effort to read and absorb God's Word for yourself. The more familiar you are with the Logos, the whole Bible, not just a few verses here and there, the more easily you will be able to hear and grab unto His rhemas, His specific truths for you, and be pulled out. You and I may not be able to see Jesus now, but we can hear His pit-saving words. There may be times, though, when you need someone else to help you hear, to point out what those specific relevant truths are. That may be a friend, teacher, pastor, or even a counselor. There's no shame in that. Only be sure that their advice is biblically based. So, my friends, when you're in a pit and can't seem to get out, remember that Father God has let down a rope of hope into your dark place. He is the living Word, our living hope. Grab onto Him. Listen to what He is saying. He's not letting go. He won't let you down, literally, and will help you not to let go, even when it feels like you have no more strength left. Do your part, like King David, who said, "My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me." Psalm 63:8. Then you'll be able to say like him, "He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord." Please check the text for some resources that will help you grab onto the living Word of God.